Hi, this is Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. May I speak to Yvonne Holt?
She's not available right now.
Not available right now? Okay, I can speak with you then. Just to confirm, are you over the age of 18, registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes. Wait, okay. I missed the
Great.
Last presidential election. Did that disqualify me?
No, but you are registered, right, in Fresno?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Don't worry about it. So here's the first question. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50, or do you think you're not going to vote?
I probably will vote.
Probably will, okay?
Yes.
In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Probably. Chances are 50-50, or you think you're not going to vote for those offices?
Probably.
Probably too. Okay, thank you. In what year were you born, please?
47.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic,
white.
Or Latino? White, okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you think things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wait, that's a good one. Let's go with the right direction.
The right one, okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. And here's the list. Jobs and wages, homelessness, public safety and crime, parental rights and education, inflation and cost of living, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, housing affordability, or water policy, or maybe something else, something I haven't mentioned.
No, I think the infrastructure, our roads are getting really crappy.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Moving on, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Also, if you haven't heard of them or you don't have an opinion, you can tell me that too. We're starting with Steve Randall.
No opinion.
Opinion, okay. Paul Dictos.
Negative.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Very, okay. Donald Trump is the next one.
Unfavorable.
I'm sorry?
Favorable.
Favorable. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Then we have Gary Bredefeld.
Don't know.
No problem. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Gavin Newsom.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very, okay. Thank you. thinking about the March primary election. If the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Dion Bordes, Steve Brandau, County Supervisor and businessman, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Brandau.
I can give you the names. Brandau? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Steve Brandau, County Supervisor and businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you.
How much more of this is there?
Oh, it's a great question. Actually, we're almost done. It's more than halfway complete. I'll try and read a little quicker if you like. All right. Thank you for your patience. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno County Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Yeah, that's still good. I'm not even sure, but I'm just saying it.
Gotcha. Thinking again about the March primary, going to read you some of the descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you be much more likely to vote for someone like this? Somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
More.
Much more? Or somewhat
yeah.
more?
Yeah. Because I don't think it has a place there.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old. You have the same option.
Say what?
Right. A candidate who is 80 years old, are you much more likely to vote for someone like this? Somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. A candidate
who
will...
Less.
Much less.
Yeah.
All right. I changed that already. So a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
No problem. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
No.
Remember, I'm reading you some descriptions of a candidate, right, for Fresno County Supervisor. And the question is if... Given the description, are you much more likely to vote for someone like this? Somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Say that again.
The statement or the instructions?
Both.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm just giving you descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
It's just a description. So you... Please tell me if you are much more likely to vote for someone matching the description I give you, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less. All right. So the description here says a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
No.
Much less
not
likely?
Favorable. Much less.
Okay. Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
A what now?
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
No.
That's the description. Okay.
Nope, not
much,
favorable.
Much less as well? Okay.
Much less.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. What about this description?
Yeah, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I'd say very.
Okay. Next description, a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
What about it?
Yeah, that's the description. Someone with the description like this, are you much more likely to vote for someone like this? Much more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line.
Actually, if they've worked at the VA.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Next, a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. That's the description. How do you feel? Much more likely to vote for someone like this?
Yes.
Somewhat more? Somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. And the next description says a candidate who is a Democrat.
No.
Somewhat less or much less likely to vote for someone like this?
Less.
Okay, much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Much less, okay. Okay, we're almost done once again. Just want to quickly thank you for your patience. I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, just tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all that you would vote for that candidate. So here's the first statement. Steve Brandow currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut the red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandow is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, again, would you say there's a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you would vote for him for a county supervisor? A good chance. Okay, next. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder.
No.
He's currently, okay, just have to read the statement, I'm sorry. He says he's running for a county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Now, you told me there is no chance you would vote for him. Is that what you want me to record? Okay.
What?
Is that what you want me to record as your answer? Gotcha. I just did. Next one. And again, I may understand if it's a no as well, but I still got to read it. It says, Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against mask and mandate and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. So would you say there's a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance? You would vote for
a good chance.
A good chance as well, okay. After hearing more information on these candidates, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were...
You said we were almost done.
Yeah, it's just another question that after you heard these statements, the candidates being Paul Dictos, Gary Bredefeld, and Steve Brandow, who would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I'll go Landau. I know the least about him.
Steve Brandow?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so these are the last questions just for statistical purposes only. Do you think of yourself
questions?
As a Democrat, Republican?
Which?
Yeah, these are the last ones, just for statistical purposes. I really thank you for your patience. These are the last questions, I promise. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
A Republican, okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I would say strong.
Strong, okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative? I'm sorry?
I didn't answer yet. I'm thinking.
Oh, sorry. I heard the audio cut out, so that's why I asked.
Oh, very.
Very, very, okay, gotcha. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
14.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends or family?
No, I rent.
You rent, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, ma'am. I really thank you for your participation. I know it was quite long, but thank you for your patience. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
Thank you, and you. I wish the same for you.
I appreciate it. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.